USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news to report as a mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand. Multiple people killed at the two locations, the two mosques in the city of Christchurch. Eyewitnesses say a gunman opening fire, then running off, leaving behind a semi-automatic weapon. Now the Prime Minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Witnesses report hearing 50 shots at the Al Noor Mosque and tell reporters on scene there is blood everywhere. Reports now of one of the gunmen live streaming the mass shooting, firing at people who were trying to get out of the building. President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, exclamation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote, 59-41, to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A liberal ruling in Connecticut where a judge votes against the gun industry. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 7 points to close at 25,709. The NASDAQ down 12.5 points. The S&P 500 down 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
News now from Capitol Hill, where Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee about growing threats from China. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
That testimony during budget hearings on Capitol Hill included the Pentagon's concerns of the military advances being made by China in recent years.
China's defense spending approaches that of the United States when we take into account purchasing power and the portion of our budget going to military pay and benefits. That, coupled with China's organized approach to steal foreign technology, has allowed China to modernize its missile, space, and cyber capabilities, as well as project power far beyond its borders.
I'm John Clemens.
Changing gears now to television and a report, ABC about to bring back two classic popular game shows. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
From Television City in Hollywood, it's Card Sharks.
A report from Vulture says the network is going to reboot Card Sharks as well as Press Your Luck this spring, and that hour-long episodes are already being recorded. The two shows have been off the air for years, but they've enjoyed renewed popularity as reruns on the Game Show Network. ABC has not announced time slots for the shows. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last time, our champion had just won another match.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.